Hey, I'm Scott Hanselman, and it is Azure Friday. I'm here with Pranav Rastogi, and we're talking about web jobs. Now, before, with Jaime, we made a web job. It was a console app, and we put it up into the cloud by zipping it up.
Right.
We stuck it into the portal, and we zipped it up. And it seems good for testing, but I don't feel like if I were running, you know, like I don't know, the Halo website, I would be zipping things up.
I'd probably
have continuous integration and do proper publishing, right?
Exactly.
Now, you can FTP your websites, you can use Git deploy, and you can use publish directly.
Exactly.
Can I do the same thing if I'm doing something with a web job?
You can, with a little bit of work. You can publish using any of the three ways that we just discussed.
Okay. So here we got the Hello World app, and then parallel to it, we've got a web app, which would be kind of the thing you'd expect people to have.
Yeah, which is like your MVC application that you would normally have in your application itself.
Okay.
So my Hello World job is basically just, you know, it does a console.write line. What I've done is I've compiled this Hello World into an exe, and I've basically grabbed and copied the contents of this exe, and I've put it in my web application project. I've created inside AppData a folder called jobs, which is a convention that we have on the server side. So if on the server in Windows Azure websites, inside my AppData, I have a folder called jobs, I can have two kinds of jobs, triggered or continuous, and then all of my jobs get placed over here. So when my website starts or when I upload exe using the zip file that you showed, that was shown to you earlier, behind the covers, we are going to generate this folder structure, and that's how we know that it's a web job.
Ah, okay. So he had said, make sure not to put any folders within the zip. That's because he was unzipping it.
Exactly.
Into jobs, triggered, whatever, and then it ended up going one more
exactly.
deep. Ah, that makes sense. So, okay. So that convention, jobs, the type of job, and then the name.
Is the convention that we follow. So when you upload a zip or do any kind of publish mechanism. And so in this process, I'm just mirroring that structure that was on the server side, on the client side, so I can use like web deploy, for example, to publish my web job.
So in a proper build, I would either do a post build step and just
something
do
an
X copy.
Yes.
Or an MS build task or something like that.
Right. So like grab the contents of my exe, create these folders, and just copy the contents of my console application into this folder itself.
Okay, that makes sense.
And then I'm going to go and include these files in my project.
You just right-clicked on the jobs directory and
included
them.
Like include in project.
So they're part of the manifest.
Exactly.
All right?
Yes.
So then we just publish in the old-fashioned way. Just right-click publish.
I click publish. I'm just going to go ahead and create a new site.
All right.
So I'm going to call it Azure Friday Awesome One. I don't need a database for this application, so I can just go ahead and create it.
All right. So then I'm anticipating that you'll do the deploy. All the files will go up. You have to pay. put them in another location, maybe.
You
can sneak it into Northern Europe. Maybe they won't make you pay. This is the thing. We don't get any free Azure time.
I think this is running off my own MSDN subscription account.
You need to pay.
I believe we have about...
We snuck it into Europe. So you go ahead and hit publish. And this is going to create in the portal the new site. Because we've seen website deployment before.
So let me refresh the portal.
We called it Super Azure Friday Day 1. Where are we here? Azure Friday Awesome right there, fourth one from the top.
Perfect.
So then if we did this right, when we go to Web Jobs, in the Web Jobs tab, it will have detected the job.
Exactly, and so it's showing you that job called Hello World. And since it was a job of type triggered, that's why I have the scheduler says on demand.
I see.
So I can go run this job whenever I want to, or further on, I can get and set a frequency. I want to run it every Sunday, if it's a database cleanup job. So I can do some modification on it.
So then this means that if you already have websites and you already have a continuous deployment mechanism,
right.
As long as you have your assets coming along in this well-known directory structure.
Exactly.
It's going to fit into your existing deployment.
Yes.
Even if you have automatic deployment of your Azure websites.
As long as you publish with the same folder structure, you are going to see your web jobs show up in the portal, and then you can manage it.
Very cool. Cool. So we are then deploying web jobs in existing Azure websites, kind of piggybacking on that file directory structure.
Right.
And they appear, and then they can be managed and run from within the portal. It's Azure Friday.